Pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
We may look on our time as the moment civilization was transformed. The technology, known as a chatbot, is only one of the recent breakthroughs in artificial intelligence, machines that can teach themselves superhuman skills. We explored what's coming next at Google, a leader in this new world. CEO Sundar Pichai told us AI will be as good or as evil as human nature allows. The revolution, he says, is coming faster than you know.
Do you think society is prepared for what's coming?
There are two ways I think about it. On one hand, I feel no, because, you know, the pace at which we can think and adapt as societal institutions compared to the pace at which the technology is evolving, there seems to be a mismatch. On the other hand, compared to any other technology, I've seen more people worried about it earlier in its life cycle. So I feel optimistic. The number of people who have started worrying about the implications, and hence the conversations are starting in a serious way as well.
What he's doing since 2019 is leading both Google and its parent company, Alphabet. In a race for AI dominance, Google just released its chatbot named Bard.
It's really here to help you brainstorm ideas, to generate content like a speech or a blog post or an email. Here's Bard.
And the first thing we learned was that Bard does not look for answers on the internet like Google search does. Bard's replies come from a self-contained program that was mostly self-taught. Zimbabwe-born, Oxford-educated James Manyika holds a new position at Google. His job is to think about how AI and humanity will best coexist. But AI itself will pose its own problems.
A lot of people can be replaced by this technology.
Yes, there are some job occupations that will start to decline over time. There are also new job categories that will grow over time. But the biggest change will be the jobs that will be changed. Something like more than two-thirds will have their definitions change. Not go away, but change. Because they're now being assisted by AI and by automation. So this is a profound change, which has implications for skills. How do we assist people build new skills, learn to work alongside machines, And how do these complement what people do today?
James Manyika asked Bard about inflation. It wrote an instant essay in economics and recommended 5 books. But none of the books is real. Bard fabricated the titles. This very human trait, error with confidence, is called in the industry hallucination.
Are you getting a lot of hallucinations?
Yes, you know, which is expected. No one in the field has yet solved the hallucination problems. All models do have this as an issue.
Is it a solvable problem?
It's a matter of intense debate. I think we'll make progress.
To help cure hallucinations, Bard features a Google It button that leads to old-fashioned search. Google has also built safety filters into Bard to screen for things like hate speech and bias.
How great a risk is the spread of disinformation?
AI will challenge that in a deeper way. The scale of this problem is going to be much bigger. It will be possible with AI to create, you know, a video easily where it could be Scott saying something or me saying something, and we never said that, and it could look accurate. But, you know, at a societal scale, you know, it can cause a lot of harm.
Pichai told us he's being responsible.
You are letting this out slowly so that society can get used to it?
That's one part of it. One part is also so that we get the user feedback and we can develop more robust safety layers before we deploy more capable models.
Of the AI issues we talked about, the most mysterious is called emergent properties. Some AI systems are teaching themselves skills that they weren't expected to have. How this happens is not well understood.
There is an aspect of this which we call the black box. You know, you don't fully understand, and you can't quite tell why it said this or why it got wrong. We have some ideas, and our ability to understand this gets better over time, but that's where the state of the art is.
Google's James Manyika sees this moment as an inflection point.
I think we're constantly adding these superpowers or capabilities to what humans can do in a way that expands possibilities as opposed to narrow them, I think. So I don't think of it as diminishing humans, but it does raise some really profound questions for us. Who are we? What do we value? What are we good at? How do we relate with each other? Those become very, very important questions that are constantly going to be, in one case, sense exciting, but perhaps unsettling too.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai told us society must quickly adapt.
You know, these are deep questions, and, you know, we call this alignment. You know, one way we think about how do you develop AI systems that are aligned to human values and including morality. This is why I think the development of this needs to include not just engineers, but social scientists, ethicists, philosophers, and so on. And I think we have to be very thoughtful. And I think these are all things society needs to figure out as we move along. It's not for a company to decide.
We may look on our time as the moment civilization was transformed. The technology, known as a chatbot, is only one of the recent breakthroughs in artificial intelligence, machines that can teach themselves superhuman skills. We explored what's coming next at Google, a leader in this new world. CEO Sundar Pichai told us AI will be as good or as evil as human nature allows. The revolution, he says, is coming faster than you know.
Do you think society is prepared for what's coming?
There are two ways I think about it. On one hand, I feel no, because, you know, the pace at which we can think and adapt as societal institutions compared to the pace at which the technology is evolving, there seems to be a mismatch. On the other hand, compared to any other technology, I've seen more people worried about it earlier in its life cycle. So I feel optimistic. The number of people who have started worrying about the implications, and hence the conversations, are starting in a serious way as well.
What he's doing since 2019 is leading both Google and its parent company, Alphabet. In a race for AI dominance, Google just released its chatbot named Bard.
It's really here to help you brainstorm ideas, to generate content like a speech or a blog post or an email. Here's Bard.
The first thing we learned was that Bard does not look for answers on the internet like Google search does. Bard's replies come from a self-contained program that was mostly self-taught. Zimbabwe-born, Oxford-educated James Manyika holds a new position at Google. His job is to think about how AI and humanity will best coexist. But AI itself will pose its own problems.
A lot of people can be replaced by this technology.
Yes, there are some job occupations that will start to decline over time. There are also new job categories that will grow over time. But the biggest change will be the jobs that will be changed. Something like more than two-thirds will have their definitions change. Not go away, but change. Because they're now being assisted by AI and by automation. So this is a profound change, which has implications for skills. How do we assist people build new skills, learn to work alongside machines, and how do these complement what people do today?
James Manyika asked Bard about inflation. It wrote an instant essay in economics and recommended five books. But none of the books is real. Bard fabricated the titles. This very human trait, error with confidence, is called in the industry hallucination.
Are you getting a lot of hallucinations?
Yes, you know, which is expected. No one in the field has yet solved the hallucination problems. All models do have this as an issue.
Is it a solvable problem?
It's a matter of intense debate. I think we'll make progress.
To help cure hallucinations, Bard features a Google It button that leads to old-fashioned search. Google has also built safety filters into Bard to screen for things like hate speech and bias.
How great a risk is the spread of disinformation?
AI will challenge that in a deeper way. The scale of this problem is going to be much bigger. It will be possible with AI to create, you know, a video easily where it could be Scott saying something or me saying something, and we never said that, and it could look accurate. But, you know, at a societal scale, you know, it can cause a lot of harm.
Pichai told us he's being responsible.
You are letting this out slowly so that society can get used to it?
That's one part of it. One part is also so that we get the user feedback and we can develop more robust safety layers before we deploy more capable models.
Of the AI issues we talked about, the most mysterious is called emergent properties. Some AI systems are teaching themselves skills that they weren't expected to have. How this happens is not well understood.
There is an aspect of this which we call the black box. You know, you don't fully understand, and you can't quite tell why it said this or why it got wrong. We have some ideas, and our ability to understand this gets better over time, but that's where the state of the art is.
Google's James Manyika sees this moment as an inflection point.
I think we're constantly adding these superpowers or capabilities to what humans can do in a way that expands possibilities as opposed to narrow them, I think. So I don't think of it as diminishing humans, but it does raise some really profound questions for us. Who are we? What do we value? What are we good at? How do we relate with each other? Those become very, very important questions that are constantly going to be, in one case, sense exciting, but perhaps unsettling too.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai told us society must quickly adapt.
You know, these are deep questions, and, you know, we call this alignment. You know, one way we think about how do you develop AI systems that are aligned to human values and including morality. This is why I think the development of this needs to include not just engineers, but social scientists, ethicists, philosophers, and so on. And I think we have to be very thoughtful. And I think these are all things society needs to figure out as we move along. It's not for a company to decide.